Bloomberg Intelligence. Valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
And joining us this morning is Bloomberg's Elena Shuletova. And we have heard some hawkish talk from the Fed and bankers. When will it show up in policy?
Well, you know, financial stability concerns appear to be very high on policymakers' radar. And that seems to be pushing the Fed's hand to continue to gradually tighten policy. And that is happening despite missing on the inflation target. What's interesting is that financial conditions, as tracked by Bloomberg's Financial Conditions Index, you can find it on the terminal FCON Go, show that financial conditions are really, really easy. And that is definitely a concern for policymakers. But they are missing on one of the most targets they have. They're missing on the inflation target. In fact, inflation has decelerated as of late.
And speaking of that, inflation data is going to be released at 8:30 a.m. Wall Street time. Is that something we can expect?
Absolutely. So we're probably going to see deceleration, and that's reflected in the consensus survey, in consensus expectations for core PCE index. And that was already reflected in the CPI index earlier this month. So that is happening partially because wireless services prices are declining due to price wars in the industry, but it's not the only reason. Consumer prices, excluding wireless services, are also decelerating. In fact, they decelerated from 2.4% to 2% in the latest reading if you exclude those wireless services prices. And it happened just over the past 5 months.
Now, next week, we have some key moments. The Fed minutes, they'll take place on Wednesday.
Absolutely. And analysts will be watching for any further clues about the timing of the beginning of the balance sheet unwind. The Fed released a very detailed plan as to what they're going to do in terms of caps and how they will do it. But the main thing that was missing from the plan is when they're going to start. Any hints in that direction will be very interesting.
And another big moment. Next Friday, the government releases its jobs report. What can we expect from that?
This will be probably a very positive one because of more summer hiring that we might see in the months of June. So we know that job openings are booming, and probably this year, more summer hiring than in the last few years will help boost the June reading on payrolls. But we also expect the unemployment rate to back up a little bit because of increased participation.
Elena Shuletova from Bloomberg Intelligence, thank you. Bloomberg Intelligence provides unique real-time research and context on industries and all the market and government facts that impact business. Our terminal customers can access this function at BIGO.